Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Peacemaker, A Biblical Guide to Resolving Personal Conflict by Ken Sandy, is a Christian practical theology and training manual for handling interpersonal disputes in a way that reflects the gospel. Written by an author known for work in Christian conciliation and mediation, the book addresses the reality that conflict is common in families, churches, friendships, and workplaces, and argues that believers are called to pursue more than a temporary truce. Its purpose is to help readers respond to disagreement with humility, truthfulness, and love so that relationships can move toward genuine reconciliation when possible. Rather than offering generic communication tips, Sandy frames conflict as a spiritual and relational test that can be approached as an opportunity to honor God, serve others, and grow in Christ-like character. The book is structured around a memorable, step-by-step framework that combines biblical teaching with practical guidance, helping readers examine their own hearts, address wrongdoing constructively, extend forgiveness, and work toward clear, just agreements. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, conflict as an opportunity to glorify God. A central move in The Peacemaker is redefining conflict from a purely negative disruption into a moment that reveals what we value and whom we serve. Sandy presents conflict as an opportunity to glorify God by responding in ways that reflect God's character, especially His reconciling work through Jesus Christ. This is not a call to minimize wrongdoing or pretend disagreements do not matter. Instead, it reframes the goal. The first question is not, how do I win, but how can I honor God in what I say, what I want, and what I do next? The book contrasts destructive patterns that often feel automatic, such as withdrawing to avoid pain or escalating to control the outcome, with a peacemaking path that aims at truth and love together. In practical terms, this perspective pushes readers to slow down, pray, and treat conflict as a discipleship issue. By placing worship and witness at the top of the priority list, the book encourages readers to pursue a response that is consistent, patient, and ethically grounded even when emotions are strong and the other person is not cooperating. Secondly, personal responsibility and self-examination before confronting others. One of the four core principles in Sandy's framework is "get the log out of your eye," an emphasis on honest self-examination as the starting point for peace. The book teaches that many conflicts become entrenched because people focus almost entirely on the other person's sins, mistakes, or tone while ignoring their own contributions, whether those are harsh words, defensiveness, hidden motives, or unrealistic demands. Sandy urges readers to take responsibility for what they can clearly own, including attitudes and actions that may have intensified the dispute. This step is not presented as a technique to gain leverage, but as a spiritual discipline that involves confession, repentance, and a willingness to change. It also protects against hypocrisy and reduces the likelihood that confrontation becomes a self-righteous attack. Practically, the self-examination principle helps readers separate facts from assumptions, identify idols of the heart such as comfort, control, or approval, and approach the other person with humility. By beginning here, the peacemaking process becomes less about managing optics and more about becoming trustworthy, teachable, and genuinely prepared to pursue reconciliation. Thirdly, gently restoring others through wise and loving confrontation. The principle gently restore addresses the hard reality that peace does not always come from silent endurance. Sandy argues that love sometimes requires speaking directly about wrongs, misunderstandings, or harmful patterns, but doing so with humility and an aim to help rather than to punish. This topic is especially relevant in church and family settings, where people may either avoid necessary conversations for fear of appearing unkind or confront in a way that feels morally justified but relationally destructive. The book encourages an approach that is truthful, calm, and proportionate, and that keeps the door open for repentance and repair. Gently restoring also includes knowing when to involve others appropriately, consistent with biblical patterns of seeking help when private efforts fail. While Sandy's background in mediation informs the practical shape of these conversations, the point is not legal maneuvering. It is a relationally wise pursuit of clarity and restoration that respects the dignity of the other person. This principle helps readers prepare for difficult conversations, resist escalation, and choose words and timing that increase the chance of being heard without compromising the seriousness of the issue. Fourthly, forgiveness and reconciliation as distinct but connected goals. The Peacemaker distinguishes between forgiveness as a moral commitment and reconciliation as the restoration of relational trust. Sandy calls believers to practice forgiveness as an expression of the gospel, refusing revenge and releasing the right to hold a debt over someone, even while acknowledging that rebuilding a relationship may take time and may depend on repentance and changed behavior. This distinction prevents two common errors demanding instant closeness in unsafe situations, or using past wounds as permanent leverage. The book portrays reconciliation as an active pursuit, captured in the principle go and be reconciled, where people take concrete steps to repair what was damaged. That includes making amends, clarifying expectations, and addressing practical consequences. By framing reconciliation as both spiritual and practical, Sandy pushes the conversation beyond feelings into accountable action. At the same time, he recognizes that peacemaking has limits. A person can do what is biblically required and still face refusal from the other party, and in such cases, responsibility is fulfilled without pretending the conflict is resolved. This balanced treatment helps readers aim high without becoming naive or coercive. Lastly, negotiating just agreements and building habits that prevent repeat conflict. A distinctive strength of Sandy's approach is its attention to the practical mechanics of ending disputes well. The principle go and be reconciled includes working toward clear, fair agreements that address real-world issues, not only emotional resolution. In families and churches, unresolved logistics such as money, responsibilities, boundaries, and decision-making processes can reignite conflict even after apologies. The book therefore emphasizes communication that is specific and accountable, helping people move from vague promises to workable commitments. Sandy also encourages readers to get upstream of conflict by developing patterns that reduce friction over time, such as careful listening, respectful speech, and proactive clarification of expectations. Because the framework is rooted in biblical principles, the goal is not merely smoother teamwork. It is relationships shaped by honesty, service, and integrity. This topic is particularly useful for leaders, counselors, and anyone who regularly mediates disagreements. Since it combines a moral vision with practical steps that can be applied in workplace and ministry contexts. By connecting reconciliation to concrete follow-through, the book seeks to prevent the cycle of repeated arguments that never truly reach resolution. In conclusion, The Peacemaker is best suited for Christians who want a biblically grounded, highly usable approach to everyday conflict, whether in marriage, parenting, friendships, church life, or workplace relationships. Pastors, small group leaders, counselors, and ministry teams often find it valuable because it provides a shared vocabulary and a structured process for addressing problems before they become entrenched. Readers benefit practically by learning how to slow down their reactions, take responsibility for their own failures, speak the truth with humility, and pursue restoration with concrete next steps rather than vague good intentions. Intellectually and spiritually, the book stands out by treating peacemaking as a core part of discipleship, and by tying conflict resolution directly to the character of God and the reconciling work of Christ. Compared with many conflict resolution books that focus mainly on techniques, Sandy's framework is explicitly theological and morally directive, aiming at repentance, forgiveness, and just outcomes, not merely improved communication. At the same time, it remains pragmatic, drawing on the author's experience in mediation to help readers apply principles in real situations. For those willing to do the hard work it requires, the book offers a durable model for pursuing peace with courage and clarity. If you would like to support Ken Sandy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.